Yeah, we're ready. Yeah. You ready?
I am.
All right. I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, January 24th, 2022 at 9:01 a.m. Any commission remarks? Moving on down the agenda, approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 466263 through 466332, warrants 7855 through 7859, one journal entry or transfer.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes. I've got regular session minutes for January 18, 2022, and executive session minutes for January 18, 2022.
Any comments?
I'm good.
I'm good.
Move to approve executive session minutes for 1-18-2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve regular session minutes for January 18, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. MoDOT monthly update. I don't see anybody here, so.
I think maybe we should start checking with them because they've just always been on for so long on that and they've not been.
I'm guessing they don't get out much right now with the.
Yeah.
Probably not. Engagement letter for auditing services 2022, number 22-005A. I've received a letter dated January 21st, 2022, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the engagement letter as to form, buying between KPM and Taney County.
Is this just an extension of the existing contract that allows us to do an additional year?
Pardon?
Is this for like an additional year that's already allowed per the contract?
It looks like it's just for the year 2021, like we do it year by year. I think they went out for bid and no bids were taken. I think that was last week, week before we got that.
This is to audit 2021, but it's...
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It just concerns me that I guess our attorney was not able to look over any proposal.
You were concerned about what, sir?
The fee for the services set forth in the proposal of the county, and he did not receive a copy.
He didn't get a copy of the proposals.
That was in, I think, when Nikki presented in the bid of what it was. I don't. You think it needs to be included in with this agreement?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just making sure this is the...
I forget what the increase was. Do you remember, sir?
I don't. It's on my desk. Mm-hmm.
Move to approve the engagement letter for the audit services buying between KPM CPAs and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Policy on mileage rates, number 22-003, County Commission. I think we probably need to table this for further discussion.
Go ahead.
Would like to have further discussion on the first paragraph in there.
Of the policy?
Yeah,
But I will note that we voted on to approve the mileage rate.
But
according to the state mileage rate.
Right.
Who wrote the policy?
Your attorney.
Okay. You mean our attorney?
At our request.
I'm assuming it was probably boilerplate language from something else.
I would think so, yeah.
Did you make the motion to move to table it, sir?
I have not, but I...
He said he thinks we need to table it, but I guess my question is you want to discuss it, we can discuss it now, or you want him just to rewrite it?
Yeah, I have a question for him.
Okay.
I have a question.
Table, and then we just move on. We discussed it. We're not going to approve it or deny it right now. Is that correct?
That's what I'd like to see happen. I don't know.
I'm fine with moving on.
We're going to just move on. I'd like to have further discussion. Yep, you okay? Okay. All right. We're moving on down the agenda. 2021 Final Settlement and Investment Report.
I believe it was Friday, for you guys to kind of go over. I'll just kind of do the brief points of it. I'm here to present the final settlement investment report and have it entered into record per RSMO 54.150. The grand totals of all funds was $45,678,241.59. If you'll go to the reports first, it'll show the detailed fund balances on the far right-hand column, providing the breakdown of each fund, beginning with balances as of January 1st, 2021, the revenues, expenditures, and ending balances per fund as of December 31st, 2021. The next report is all the beginning balances as of January 1st, 2022, and then the last report shows all the financial institutions that hold our CDs and agencies. A breakdown of all of that is the total cash in the cash account. The treasurer checking is $27,011,007.52. Total cash in the ARPA fund is $5,442,898.27. CDs, $11,674,036.84. And agencies, $1,550,298.96. With the grand total back to the $45,678,241.59.
Move to accept and enter into the record the final settlement investment report as presented by Tini County Treasurer.
Second, and then I'll have a question. Second.
We have a second with discussion.
On the separate funds, where the senior service fund, where it's got $800,000 in it, and I see they probably began December with $620,000 left from the year because they got a payment in December of $180,000.
Yeah.
So they end the year with $620,000 before that. I've had some ask if they want to apply for those funds, do they need to go to the Senior Service Board and apply and just prove that it's used for the seniors?
That's my understanding, yes. They go to the senior board. They don't come directly to us, no.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We have a second.
Sorry,
yeah, all right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Court orders.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This morning I've only got one abatement for you. It's 212215 is the number, and it's a property that was bought out during the land was purchased by FEMA as part of the buyout plan for the flood, and they deeded the property over to the village of Bull Creek, so it should be actually on the tax rolls, should be exempt from the tax rolls.
Table Exhibit A, move to approve Exhibit A, dated 1/24/22.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Developmental Connections. SB 40 Board Resignation Acceptance and Appointment.
Morning.
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 I have I do have the letter from resignation letter, and I have a So you're Mr. Rasmussen?
Correct.
I have your letter, dated January 20th, 2022.
Who's the resignation letter on?
Brenda White.
Move to approve the resignation of Brenda White from the SB 40 board.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to so that fills a term until leaves an opening until 12/31/22. Is that correct?
Yes.
Finish out her term.
She had 2 years left on her term.
Okay.
2 years.
Two.
But this says 2022 is when it ends. Is that incorrect? 12/31.
Well, her retirement is this year. I probably put the wrong date on there. I apologize for that. Well, she's done a 3-year term. She has served one, and so the replacement will be serving her remaining term of 2 years.
Well, and we can figure that out here in a minute. It's our information is showing that she started her term 1/1/20.
So 2021/22.
Yes.
So it ends December 31st, 2022.
2022.
Okay.
Did I say that backwards?
No, that's good.
That's right.
Yeah, we just
want to be sure.
It's 1 year.
Yeah.
It's the rest of this year.
Yeah.
Move to appoint Robert Paulson II, also known as Boston Bob, to the Developmental Corrections SB 40 Board.